Yeah, after singing, you might already guess what topic today.
唱了这些诗歌之后，你可能想我的
My topic or the subject matter
是什么
concerning freedom.
想到了自由。
Wonderful freedom, glorious freedom.
奇妙的自由，完全的自由。
No more in chains of sin, I repine.
不再受罪的捆绑束缚。
Okay, before we start, let's turn our Bible to Galatians chapter 5, verse 1.
我们来读加拉太书第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
第五章第一节，加拉太书第五章第一节。
Okay, I'll read it first in English, then our sister will lead you in Chinese. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
How about all the saints read together, okay?
我们一起来读。
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以站立得稳，不要再被奴仆辖制。Okay, another verse, Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to 12.
加拉太书第一章六节到十二节。
I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ.And to another gospel. Verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that troubled you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you that they you have received, let him be accursed.For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be a servant of Christ. Verse 11, But I say you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after me, for neither receive it of men, neither was I taught of it, but by revelation of Jesus.
第六章到 第六节到第十二节。我希奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Chapter 2, verse 4 and 5.
第二章第四节到第五节。
And that because of false brethren unaware brought in, who came in privately,To spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us in bondage, to whom we gave place by action, no, not for an hour, but the truth of the gospel might continue with you.
因为有偷着引进来的假弟兄，私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，要叫我们做奴仆。我们就是一刻的功夫也没有容让顺服他们，为要叫福音的真理仍存在你们中间。
Chapter 2, verse 20. How about let's read it all together in Chinese, okay?
二章二十节，我们一起来读。
It's a very familiar verse.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Say, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh,I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Another verse, chapter 4, verse 7.
第四章第七节。
Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
可见从此以后你不是奴仆乃是儿子了，既是儿子就靠着神为后嗣。
Okay, let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，是罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Verse 9, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him.
第九节，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。
Verse 11, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead, indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Verse 13, neither yield ye your members instrument of unrighteousness in, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instrument of righteousness unto God.
也不要将你们的肢体献第十三节，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come to your word once again, we pray that you reveal yourself unto us.
主，我们来到你的话语的面前，求你把你自己启示给我们。
Oh, for every spiritual thing, Lord, always comes through your revelation.
每一件属灵的事情都是从你的启示而来。
Lord, once again, open your word to us.
主，求你把你的话语向我们打开。
Oh, we open our heart to you.
我们把我们的心向你打开。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
For consecutive weeks, we have been going through the book of Titus concerning God's amazing grace.
连续两个礼拜，我们讲到提多说神惊人的恩典。
And that in this grace, Paul shows us our the kind of life we have in the present and in the future.
在这样的恩典里，讲到我们过去的生活、现在的生活和将来的生活。
In the past, we are what? Intellectually foolish, we are disobedient, and we are deceived.
我们过去的生活是愚昧的，是悖逆的，是被虚谎，被欺骗的。
Morally, we are serving diverse lusts and passions or pleasures.
我们是顺服肉体的私欲。
In other words, we only care for ourselves.
我们只管到我们自己。
And then socially, we are a group of people who have a lot of malice. We are envy. We are hated and hating one another.
我们是邪恶的，我们是彼此相恨，我们是恨恶的，我们也彼此相恨。
This is the kind of life we have.
这是我们所过的生活。
But thank God for the present grace.
但是感谢神为了现在的恩典。
Because of His amazing grace.
因着他惊人的恩典。
The Father planned a complete salvation for us.
神为我们一个完全的救恩。
Oh, God loves us.
神爱我们。
God loves us not because of who we are, but because of who He is.
神不是因着我们是谁，乃是因着他是。
A lot of times we feel like God loves me because.
有很多时候我们觉得神爱我们因为。
Or God loves me when.
神什么时候爱我们。
Or if.
如果。
If that's the case, then the love of God towards us will what? Go on and off.
如果是那样子的话，神的恩向着我们的恩典，向着我们的爱会改变。
If our performance is good, then God loves us.
如果我们表现得好，神会爱我们。
But if our performance is bad, God doesn't love us anymore.
如果我们表现不好，神就不再爱我们。
But God loves us not because of who we are, but because who He is. He is love.
神爱我们不是因为我们是什么，而是因为他是爱。
And because He is love, He loves us continuously, no matter in what condition we are.
他爱我们，他一直在爱我们，不管我们是什么样的境况。
And this plan of salvation was manifested or was brought through His Son Jesus Christ.
他的救恩，完全的救恩是借着耶稣基督彰显出来。
Oh, his sacrificial death on the cross and his resurrection, all God's plan into reality.
神的计划借着主耶稣的死和他的复活被显明出来。
And by our faith in his son Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit start to do a great work in us.
借着我们对他儿子耶稣基督的信，圣灵的工作在我们里面开始，圣灵在我们里面工作。
Not only the Holy Spirit regenerated us.
不光圣灵重生了我们，
but daily He renew us day by day.
而且他每天的更新我们，
that we might be more like His Son Jesus Christ.
使我们磨成成儿子的样子。
And this is what the book of Titus has revealed unto us.
这就是提多书所讲的。
Now let's talk about what God has revealed to us in the book of Galatians.
我们来讲讲加拉太书神所启示的。
On the one hand, we see the book of Titus share to us that through His grace, we will be more renewed, transformed to the image of His Son.
借着他的恩典，我们会被磨成神儿子耶稣的样式。
But in the book of Galatians, it also shows us another angle of God's amazing grace.
但是在加拉太讲到神恩典的另外一个角度。
Through His amazing grace, we what? We start to enjoy freedom we have in Christ Jesus.
借着他的我们享受在他儿子里面的自由。
That's why in Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 says, "Stand fast in the liberty in which Christ has set you free."
所以五章一节里讲到说要站立的稳。在耶稣基督里站立得稳。
Thank God for the liberty.
感谢神，为了这个自由。
And a lot of people in this world are talking about freedom and liberty also.
在这个社会上，世界上很多人讲这个自由。
But the problem is they know very little about what really is freedom.
但是他们只是知道自由的一点一点。
To them, what is freedom?
什么是自由呢
？Freedom of the press.
言论的自由。
What is really freedom of the press?
什么是言论自由呢
？It's freedom to print dirt.
就是打印那些
You know, when you go, sometimes when you walk through the aisles of selling those newspapers and magazines, you are even embarrassed to raise your head.
当我们在这些读这些杂志的时候，我们甚至觉得很羞愧。
Because all what is printed is like sex and violence.
所讲的都是一些和奸淫。
And in all, not only it is not only it was printed, so it went to our computer.
不光是印出来，而且是在我们的电脑上。
One day I was opening my computer to see some of my emails.
有一天我打开电脑要来读我的电子邮件。
Suddenly all these things just pop up.
突然有一些东西出现。
All these dirty things start. So I was so mad. I bring it to my friend in order to clean it out.
我非常的生气，我就让我的朋友来清理我的电脑。
It takes about 8 hours to clean it out and reformat again the hard drive.
花了整整八小时时间把我的电脑重新的清理干净。
This is what people call freedom of the press.
这就是所谓的言论自由。
The freedom of the press we have today is not even good for human consumption.
今天的言论自由甚至对于人来说都非常的不好。
Yet people likes it.
但是人们很喜欢。
How about freedom of religion?
宗教自由呢
？You know when our forefathers came to America, they have only one declaration, freedom in order to serve God.
祖先他们来到这里的时候，他们所讲的自由是来自由的敬拜神。
Because they are much persecuted in Europe, they come to this land, a new land, they serve God in freedom.
在欧洲被压迫，所以他们要来到这个国家来自由的来服侍神。
But freedom in religion nowadays is freedom to reject God.
今天的宗教自由是来自由来拒绝神。
What is really freedom in the world today?
今天世界的自由是什么呢
？Freedom from restriction.
是不受限制的自由。
Freedom from doing anything you like.
自由做任何的事情。
And freedom to reject God.
自由的来拒绝神。
That's why our world today is such a mess.
所以这个世界是这样子的混乱。
You know, one day a man went to board on a plane 747.
一天有一个人去登那个波音737。
Then he came out of the cockpit and said, "I had a good news for you. We have freedom."
他从那个飞机上出来说，我有个好消息，我们都自由了。
Because I throw out the pilot.I throw away the pilot.
我把驾驶员扔了。
You know, this is freedom to them.
这就是他们的自由。
You throw away the pilot.
你把人给丢了。
What do you expect?
你期待着什么呢
？Today, God is our pilot.
今是我们的驾驶
员。God will bring us to our destination, eternity.
神会把我们带到我们的终点，就是永生。
Yet the problem with the world today, they rejected the pilot and want to drive the plane themselves.
但是今天的问题是我们把那个驾驶员给丢了，我们想要自己来驾驶。
This is what freedom people is talking about today.
这就是今天所讲到的自由。
But the freedom in the book of Galatians is totally a different story.
但是加拉太书所讲的自由是完全另外一个故事。
What is freedom?
什么是自由呢
？Freedom from all legalism.
从那个条条规规里的得释放的自由。
Let me read again chapter 1 verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him.That had called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
第一章第六节，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。
You know, Paul was so serious concerning this matter.
保罗对这个问题非常的严肃。
Because that time when the Galatian believers are enjoying much of God's amazing grace.
那个时候，加拉太人在享受神丰富的恩典。
A group of people called the Judaizers.
有一些犹太人
or let's say it's antichrist or what false brethren came into the church in Galatia
有一些反基督的人他们进到加拉太教会里面
and tried to preach to them another gospel
向他们传另外一个福音
and what is this gospel 这是什么福音呢? It's the gospel that you need to do something else in order to please God.
是说你们要做一些事情才能够得神的喜欢。
And let me be more specific. He said you need to be circumcised in order to be saved.
更确切地说你要受割礼才能得拯救。
This is a corrupted gospel.
这是一个被败坏的福音。
This is what we call a false gospel.
这是一个虚假的福音。
Well, I'm not talking about, you know, the keeping, because these people try to say you need to keep the law in order to gain God's approval.
这不是说你需要来遵守律法才能够得神的称许。
Well, people might say, isn't it when we believe in Jesus Christ, we still need to keep the law?
当我们相信主耶稣的时候，我们仍然要遵守律法吗？
The law that what I'm talking about is the law concerning man-made regulations.
我所讲的这些律法是指人的条规。
It's not concerning God's moral law.
不是讲到神的律法。
Because if we really by the grace of God,
如果我们真的是靠着神的恩典而活,
if we are by the grace of God,
我们真的被神的恩典救,
we are a group of people who fulfill God's commandments.
我们就是一群遵守神命令的人。
For example, in the Old Testament say you need to love your neighbors.
在旧约里面讲到说你要爱你的邻舍。
But if we live by the grace of God,
但如果我们靠着神的恩典而活,
not only we love our neighbors,
不光我们爱我们的邻舍,
we even love our enemies.
我们甚至爱我们的仇敌。
You see, the standard of righteousness is much, much higher.
这个义的区别是这样的大。
But the problem with the saints in Galatia,
但是在加拉太书里面的问题,
they try to listen to this so-called Judaizer to preach unto them another gospel or the corrupted gospel.
这些加拉太人就听了这些虚假的别的福音。
And what is this gospel? It's the gospel of self-effort in order to please God.
这个福音就讲到说靠自己的努力来得神的喜悦。
This is a false gospel.
这是一个虚假的福音。
This is legalism.
这是一个宗教条规。
Today, brothers and sisters, there is only one way in order for us to be saved.
只有一个道路使我们得拯救。
It's through our Jesus Christ.
就是借着耶稣基督。
You say, brothers and sisters, this is not a gospel meeting? Why are we talking about this?
这不是福音聚会，你为什么要讲这些呢?
But let me then, when Paul wrote this epistle, he's not writing it to the epistles to the unbelievers, but to us believers.
当保罗给这些信徒写信的时候，他不是讲给不信的人，他乃是给这些信徒。
I believe this is a timely word for us.
这是一个对我们是非常合一的 message.
Because when Christ is coming back,
当基督再来的时候,
Satan will try all means to what? To drag away the believers back into bondage again.
撒旦会把信徒们，会把神的儿女再撵回到那个捆绑里面。
Therefore, Paul said,
所以保罗说,
we need to stand fast in that liberty in which Christ has set us free.
所以我们要站立得稳。
And don't go back to that bondage again.
不要再回到奴仆的恶里面。
Praise the Lord, only through him and by him can we be saved.
只有借着他，通过他，我们才能够被拯救。
You know, a lot of people feel like, is this really God's grace?
这真的是神的恩典吗?
Yes, this is God's grace and it's the only way for us to get to God.
这的确是神的恩典，也是唯一的道路。
And you might say we are too narrow.
也许这样太狭隘了。
Oh, narrow as it seems.
看起来好像很狭隘。
Yet, this is the only way.
但是这的确是唯一的路。
For God said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
这是我独生的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And this is my begotten son.
这是我唯一的儿子。
When the Bible said, this is my begotten son, my beloved son, Christ holds that special and unique position in the presence of God.
当神讲到说这是我独一的爱子的时候，基督在神的眼中持有一个独特的位置。
Because he is the only one that will bring us to God.
因为他是那唯一的能够使我们回到神面前的。
Brothers and sisters, we should be reminded again and again.
我们需要一再的被提醒。
It's only through him we will be saved.
只有借着他我们才能够被拯救。
Now you will ask me, how can we know when a person comes in your midst and tell you a false gospel?
那你怎么知道这个人来向你传的是虚假的福音呢?
There are at least three tests.
有三个测验。
Number one, the source test.
第一是那个来源。
What is the source of your gospel?
你这个来源是什么呢?
Paul in chapter 1 verse 11 says,
第一章第十一节讲到说,
I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men, but for I neither receive it of men, neither I was taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
In other words, the source of the gospel is just God Himself.
这个福音的来源是神他自己。
We don't learn the gospel.
我们不是学来的。
We didn't discover the gospel.
我们没有发现。
It is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
乃是耶稣基督的启示。
Or you might be in the seminary for many years.
你也许在 教会里很多年。
Well, you might be reading the Bible for many years.
也许读了很多年的
圣经。But without God revealing this, His Son to you,
如果神不把他儿子启示给你，
we will still be in the dark.
我们仍然在黑暗里面。
Paul is such an example.
保罗就是这样的一个例子。
He is such a Pharisee among Pharisees.
他是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
He has kept every single law God has commanded.
他遵守了每一条律法。
Yet he continued to curse Christians.
但是他却残害神的儿女。
But thank God, one day when God met him on the road to Damascus.
但是当神在他去大马色的路上遇见他的时候，
God revealed himself to Paul.
神向保罗启示了他自己。
From that time on, the gospel is so clear to him.
从那一天开始起，福音像对保罗来说是这样的清
楚。Brothers and sisters, the source of the gospel is just about God himself.
这个福音的来源就是神他自己。
So this is the source test.
这是来源的测验。
Secondly, what is the salvation test?
第二是拯救的那个测验。
What is the way of salvation?
拯救的路是什么呢？
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says,
以弗所书第二章说，
For by grace are ye saved through faith. It is the gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，是出于神的。
It is not of works, lest any man should boast.
不是出于自己，免得有人自夸。
Salvation is not earned.
救恩不是赚来的。
You know, a lot of Catholics feel like if I give more to charity, then it will bring me higher into heaven.
很多天主教徒认为他们奉献了很多，他们就会在天
进一步进到天堂。Salvation is not earned.
救恩不是赚来的。
Salvation is not learned.
救恩不是赚来的。
Learned.
不是学来的。
You might be in the seminary for many years.
你也许在神学院很多年。
You might learn all kinds of theology.
你学了很多的神学。
But if Christ is not in you.
但是基督如果不在你里面，
if you don't have a personal relationship with Christ,
如果你跟基督没有个人的关系，
you are still going to hell.
你仍然去地狱。
Salvation is not inherited.
救恩不是继承来的。
A lot of people, when I ask him, are you a Christian?
很多人问他说，你是基督徒吗？
He said, oh, I'm born in a Christian family.
他说，我是在基督徒的家庭里生的。
Let me tell you, your father might be a pastor.
让我告诉你的父亲可以是传道人。
Your mom might be a deacon.
你的妈妈可以是
But without you having personal relationship with our Savior, then you are still going to hell.
如果你跟我们的救主没有关系，仍然去地狱。
Today, thank God.
今天我们感谢神。
Salvation is not earned, salvation is not learned, salvation is not inherited, but it is a personal relationship with Christ.
今天救恩不是赚来的，不是学来的，也不是继承，是我们跟个人跟基督的关系。
The third test.
第三个测验。
It is the subject test.
就是那个
Subject. What is the topic of your ministry?
你的那个题目是什么？
What is the topic of our ministry?
我们的信息是什么？
When I come to you preaching a good philosophy,
当我向你传一个很好的原
Maybe I'm teaching a good doctrine.
也许我在讲一个很好的教条。
If Christ is not in it, then I will say I'm accursed.
如果基督不在里面，我说我是被咒诅的。
For the subject of our ministry today, the subject of Paul's ministry today is just Christ himself.
因为今天我们信息的中心就是基督。
When he went to theCorinthian believers.
当他去哥林多的时候，
He said, I know nothing in the midst of you.
我在你们中间，不知道什么。
Except Christ and Him crucified.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
You know, the church in Corinth is one of the most problematic churches that Paul has encountered.
哥林多教保罗所遇到的问题最多的一个教会。
They have the most gift church, I will say.
他们是恩赐最多的一个教会。
They have the gift of speaking in tongues.
他们可以讲方言。
They have a gift of prophesying.
他们可以说预言。
And all kinds of service.
有很多很多的服事。
Yet they have the most problem.
但是他们却有最多的问题。
They have problem among unity among brothers.
他们有合一的问题。
They have problem among fornication and sins among the brothers.
他们在弟兄之间犯罪。
They have problem concerning the traditions.
有传统的问题。
You ask all kinds of problems, they have it.
你所有的问题他们都有。
And how did Paul encounter such problem?
保罗怎样来面对这个问题呢？
He said, I know nothing among you.
我在你们中间不知道别的。
Except Christ and Him crucified.
只知道耶稣基督并他
钉十字架。Let me read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
Verse 4 and 5.
第四节到第五节。
It says here, and that he, verse 3, For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins,According to the scriptures. Verse 4, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures.
第三节第四节，我当日所领受又传给你们的，就是基督照圣经所说为我死，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
When Paul went to the church in Corinth,
当保罗去哥林多教会的时候，
the only subject matter he preached is Christ and him crucified and his resurrection.
他所讲的唯一一个题目就是耶稣基督被钉, 他复活。
Because that is the only thing that will solve each and every problem the church in Corinth is having.
那是那个唯一能够解决哥林多教会问题的。
You talk about one, the problem of oneness.
你讲到合一的问题。
What is really the root problem of oneness?
这个合一问题的这个 根本原因是什么?
We care only about ourselves.
我们只管到我们自己。
We care about our opinion.
我只管到我的观点。
And therefore, there is disunity among the saints in Corinth.
所以就弟兄姊妹之间失去合一。
How do you solve this problem?
你怎么来解决这个问题呢?
Is it through compromise?
是借着妥协吗?
Is having friendship?
是借着朋友吗?
Only one solution.
只有一个答案。
It's through the cross of Christ.
是借着基督的十字架。
With the cross of Christ.
借着基督的十字架,
we take away all preference.
我们把我们的, 喜好除去,
we uphold one thing.
我们只去看一件事情,
Christ being the head.
基督为首,
and we members of one another.
我们是他的身体,
talking about sins among the brothers.
讲到罪,
how do we solve the problem of sin?
怎么来解决罪的问题呢?
Is it also through his cross and his resurrection?
是借着他的, 死和他的复活,
praise the Lord.
感谢神,
whenever we come in, when a person comes into our midst,
当一个人来到我们中间的时候,
do you want to know whether he is a true apostle or a false apostle?
你想知道那是真的信徒和假的信徒吗?
Whether he is preaching a true gospel or a false gospel?
你想知道他是传的真的福音和假的福音吗?
You might as well look at what he preached.
你要知道他在传什么?
What is his subject?
他的题目是什么?
His subject is Christ and him crucified.
是基督并他钉十字架。
Well, you say, well, I'm preaching the book of Genesis.
我在讲的, 创世纪。
Well, whether you preach the book of Genesis or the book of Revelation,
你不管是创世纪和启示录,
it can only lead into one thing.
它只是讲到一件事情。
The truth can never be altered.
这个真理永远不能被改变。
Christ and him crucified.
不并他钉十字架。
Because all the book in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面,
it's but a shadow of that one real thing, which is Christ Jesus.
就是那个, 事情的影子, 就是基督。
You talk about the offerings.
你讲到那个奉献。
You talk about Abraham.
你讲到, 亚伯拉罕。
You talk about Joshua.
你讲到约书亚。
You talk about Gideon.
你讲到基甸。
You talk about David.
讲到大卫。
You talk about Moses.
讲到摩西。
All these things is but a prefigure of that one real thing, which is Christ himself.
这些都是那个一件事情, 就是基督的影子。
No matter how we preach,
不管我们传什么,
we might have different style of preaching,
我们也许有不同的风格,
but our subject is only one.
但是我们的题目只有一个,
Christ and him crucified and his resurrection.
他的, 基督并他钉十字架以及他的复活。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神,
we are set free.
我们自由了,
because Christ is the only way.
因为基督是唯一的路。
We are set free from all kinds of legalism.
我们从所有的宗教条规里面被释放出来。
We are set free from all kinds of sin.
我们从罪里面被释放出来。
We are set free from all kinds of falsehood.
我们从那些虚谎里面被释放出来。
Because he is the only way.
因为他是那唯一的路。
And you know what is the result?
你知道结果是什么?
Galatians 4 verse 7 says,
加拉太书第四章,
you are no longer servant, but sons.
你们不乃是儿子了。
I was saying, of all the sins in Galatia is encountering,
所有在加拉太书里面所有的问题,
this is the sweetest verse.
这是,
the most sweet verse.
这是最好的一句, 最甜的一句话。
He said, because you are no longer servants,
因为你不再是奴仆,
but sons.
但是是儿子。
Today we are the sons of God.
我们今天是神的儿子。
1 John chapter 3 verse 1 says,
约翰三章第一节说,
He said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon you, that you are called the sons of God.
看到神赐给我们是何等的慈爱, 使我们都称为神的儿女。
Today we can be accepted in the beloved,
我们今天是蒙爱的,
because we are accepted through his amazing grace.
是因为我们今天被接纳, 是因为我们是借着慈爱。
We are not servants,
我们不是奴仆,
we are sons.
我们是儿子。
For a servant is accepted because of what he do,
一个奴仆被接纳, 是因为他所做的。
But a son is accepted because of who he is.
一个儿子被接纳, 是因为他就是, 他是。
A servant is accepted on the basis of his what we call workmanship.
奴仆被接纳, 是靠着他的工作。
But a son is accepted on the basis of his relationship.
但儿子被接纳, 是靠着他的关系。
A servant is accepted on the basis of what? His productivity.
奴仆是靠着他的工作的效率。
But a son is accepted on the basis of his position.
儿子是因着他的位置。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Through his grace,
因着他的恩典。
What is our position today? We are sons.
我们今天的位置是什么呢?
我们是儿子。 Yes, we might have committed sin.
也许我们会犯罪,
we might not be perfect.
我们不完全,
a lot of times we might be still walking in our flesh.
很多时候我们活在肉体里,
and because of this, God might still discipline us.
神也许会管教我们,
but we will never lose our position as being the sons of God.
但是我们永远不会失去我们的位置,
就是神的儿子。 You know, if you are a servant,
如果是仆人
there, you are always be, had this anxiety within you.
你里面总是会非常的焦虑
Will I be fired?
如果我会被解雇吗
You know, in our work today, in my place of work,
在我工作的地方
they all have this so-called statistic.
有一些统计数据
Based on the work that is assigned to you today,
根据做的工作
if you complete, then you had 100%.
如果你百分之百的完成了
100%.
你有百分之百
you finish early,
如果你提前完成了
then you have nothing more to do.
没有更多的事情可以做
you need to find some more work.
你就需要找出事情来做
because if not then your 100% will be lower.
所以不然的话你的百分之百 就降低一些
so everybody all the workers in the company is trying to find work.
所以每一个人都在试图找事情做
you know how tense that is?
你知道那个很紧张。
Those who are slow in working try to find to you know hasten their work.
很多人试图要完成工作。
Because they feel like if they don't finish their work today and finish it tomorrow, and the what the percentage will drop.
如果他们今天不能够完成，或明天不能够完成，他们就会百分比就会降下来。
And there is a ruling.
有一个规定。
If you need to do as much as 90%.
你需要做完百分之九十。
If you fail more or less than 90%,
如果你低于百分之九十
，for the first time you will be given a verbal warning.
第一次就给你一个口头警告。
The second time it will be a written warning.
第二次就是一个书面警告。
The third warning you will be suspended.
第三次你就要被停职。
The fourth time out you go.
第四次你就走人。
You see how tense that is?
你就看到这里何等的紧张。
But thank God.
但是感谢神
Our relationship with God is not that kind.
我们跟神的关系不是这样
Our relationship with God is a son.
我们跟神的关系是儿子
He doesn't care about our productivity.
他不管你的效率是什么
Our relationship with him is based on our relationship with Christ.
我们跟他的关系是根据我们跟基督的关系
Well, you might question me, where aren't we also a servant?
我们也是仆人啊
Yes, we are a servant.
是的，我们是仆人
But on the matter of being saved.
那是从拯救的角度上来讲
on the basis of being accepted as his beloved children
但是从那个 被接纳成为他蒙爱的儿女上来讲
it is not work
不是工作
it is not productivity
不是工作效率
it's altogether the grace of God
完全是神的恩典
therefore
因此
salvation is not a creed
救恩不是
a creed you know when you go to some denominations
你 去到一些其他的宗教之派
they, before they start a meeting they have this kind of a kind of creed how is it a kind of proclamation
在他们服事在他们开始聚会之前他们有一些形式
say, I believe in this I believe in that
我相信这个我相信这个
I believe God created the heaven and the earth so on and so forth
我相信神创造天地
you might memorize all of this
你也许记住这一
切 but if you don't have a relationship with God you are still going to hell
但是如果你跟谁没有关系，你还是去地狱。
Salvation is not a creed.
救恩不是这些条。
Salvation is not a code.
救恩不是这些。
Like a code of ethics. In other words, it's not work.
就是说不是工作。
You know the Jewish believers has this problem.
犹太人有些这些问题。
Even after they got saved.
就是他们被拯救了。
They feel like we need to keep the law in order to be saved.
他们觉得说我们一定要完成律法才能够被拯救。
Salvation is not a code.
救恩不是规条。
Salvation is not a cost.
救恩不是没有代价。
You know, people feel like I need to be such charitable institution in order to be accepted by God.
很多人觉得说我一定要有这些有这些义工才能够被拯救。
In other words, as a summary.
一句话说
Salvation is not work.
救恩不是工作
It's altogether God's amazing grace.
完全是神的恩典
Thank God.
感谢神
Today we are here.
今天我们站在这里
We are set free.
我们自由了
Because Christ has set us free.
因为基督释放了我们
This is what grace has given us.
这就是神的恩典所给我们的
Liberty over self-effort.
完全不是自己的努力
Number two.
第二点
What does salvation give us?
救恩给我们什么呢
Freedom from criticism.
从那个责备从那个指责里面被释放出来。
You know, in chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, we already read.
第二章第四节第五节。
You know, Paul was telling the Galatian believers concerning a situation that happened in Antioch.
保罗讲到在安提阿教会的一个情景。
Is that one time when Paul, Peter, and Barnabas was eating with the disciples and all the Gentile believers.
当有一次比跟那些外邦人一起吃饭的时候。
And you know, in Christ, there's no more Gentile believers or Jewish believers.
在基督里面再没有外邦人和犹太人。
Because Christ is all and in all.
因为基督是一切的一切。
Therefore, all these people, all these apostles and Christians are eating together, enjoying God's grace.
所以这些弟兄和使徒们一起吃饭。
Then suddenly, those so-called Judaizers from Jerusalem came.
突然之间从耶路撒冷来了一些犹太人。
Then Peter immediately withdrew himself together with Barnabas.
所以彼得和巴拿巴就从他们中间出来。
And Paul at that time rebuked Peter at the face.
保罗当面指责了彼得。
Because he is to be blamed.
因为他需要被责备。
Why did Peter withdrew himself from the Gentile believers?
为什么彼得当时从外邦人中出来呢？
Because he is afraid to be criticized.
因为他怕被责备。
According to the Jewish law,
根据犹太人的教条
the Jewish people cannot eat together with the Gentiles.
犹太人不能跟外邦人一起吃饭。
But today in Christ,
但是今天在基督里
there is no more that difference.
再没有区别。
There's no more Jew or Greek, bond or free.
再没有犹太人和
希
利尼人。
But Christ is all.
基督是一切。
But why did Peter withdrew himself?
为什么彼得出来了呢？
He's afraid of being criticized.
他怕被责备。
Today, brothers and sisters.Through God's amazing grace,
但是弟兄姊妹借着神的恩典
we are saved from all this kind of distinction.
我们被从这些区别里面被拯救出来
Let people criticize us.
让人来责备我们
But if we are in God's grace, we are set free from this criticism.
但是如果我们在神的恩典里面，我们被从这里面被释放出来
No, you might ask me, isn't it as God's children, we need to be a testimony?
今天我们难道不是见证吗
We need to be careful of what we do.
我们需要小心我们做什么。
Or be careful of what we say or what we act.
我们要小心我们说什么，我们做什么。
Surely we need to be careful of how we do things.
是的，我们需要小心我们做什么。
Because we are a testimony.
因为我们是见证。
Now the question is, who do we testify?
但是问题是我们见证谁呢？
When Peter withdrew himself,
当彼得从他们中间出来的时候，
he testified that he is still keeping the law.
他见证说他仍然在执法。
We are not here to testify that we are keeping the law.
我们今天不是在见证，我们还在罪
犯。We testify that Christ is all in all that we are set free already.
今天我们所见证的是基督就是一切，我们自由了。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Through His grace, we are set free from all kind of legalism. We are set free from all kind of criticism.
今天感谢神，借着他的恩典，我们被从宗教条规里面释放出来，和责备批评里面释放出来。
Number three, we are set free from all the rudiments or elements of the world.
我们今天被从世俗小学里面被释放出来。
Let me read to you verse chapter 4, verse 11.
第四章第十一节。
Say, I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain.
我为你们害怕，恐怕我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。
Okay. And it's here is in verse 9. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather ye are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage?
现在你们既然认识神，更可说是被神所认识，怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆吗？
What is the elements?
这些小学呢？
Paul was talking about the what? The rudimentary or says man-made.
这些是小学人们的规定。
You know, there is a lot of rules and regulations made by the Jewish religion.
很多在犹太教里面的一些人为的规定。
I'm not talking about God's moral laws.
我不是讲到神的律法。
I'm talking about human tradition.
我是讲到人的宗教传统。
You know, the Jewish people has a lot of human tradition.
因为犹太人有很多很多人文的传统。
You know, in my home, I had a book this thick concerning human Jewish tradition.
我有一本书很厚，讲到说犹太人的传统。
Some of them's tradition are good.
有些传统很好。
But the problem is the Jewish people, the Jewish believer emphasize too much on this tradition. They forgot the main thing, which is Christ.
他们犹太人把重点放在这些传统上，却忘记了基督。
For example, when a husband and wife walk together.
举例子说，如果丈夫和妻子一起走。
According to the Jewish tradition, the man should walk in the front, and the wife should walk at the back.
传统说丈夫走在前面，妻子走在后面。
When they eat together, the husband should eat first, the wife and the children eat later.
吃饭的时候，丈夫先吃，妻子和孩子后吃。
You know all this tradition.
这些都是传统。
Nonsense, you know?
真的是没有意思。
Brothers and sisters, we are set free.
弟兄姊妹，我们被释放了。
We are not here to keep tradition.
我们在这里不是来持守这些
传统。We are here to perform the law of Christ.
我们今天是来遵守神的律法。
Thank God we are set free already.
今天我们被释放。
And this is what God's amazing grace has done for us.
今天就是神的恩典所为我们。
And how does this liberty came about?
这个自由是怎样来的呢?
In other words, how does this liberty, what I'm talking about, was brought into reality?
这个自由怎么才能变成现实呢?
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says,
加拉太书2章20节,
I am crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
All this liberty,
所有这些自由,
was brought into reality through the cross of Christ.
所有这些自由, 成为事实都是借着基督的十字架。
He said, I am crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
我活着不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着。
In this verse alone, we can see
three. 这一句话我们看到三个方面。
Firstly, I am crucified with Christ.
第一点, 我和基督同钉十字架。
Every time we talk about the cross,
我们讲到十字架,
we thought about Christ dying on the cross for our sins.
我们想到说基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
And this is 100% right.
这是完全的正确。
Christ died for our sins on the cross.
基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
But is that all?
这就是全部吗?
No, it's not.
不是的。
Because if your sins died on the cross,
如果你的罪在十字架上,
your sins is up there, you're still here.
你的罪在上面,
你仍在下面。 But the Bible continued to reveal to us,
但是圣经仍然继续启示,
yes, your sins died on the cross,
你的罪死在十字架上,
but you, your old human being, also died together with him.
你这个人也在十字架上死了。
This life is a terminated life.
这个生命是死的生命。
When Christ died, you died.
当基督死的时候，你也死了。
No longer can we be accused of the enemy.
我们不再被控告。
You know, when a person died,
当一个人死的时候,
let me say it in this way. When a criminal, after murdering a person, is judged,
当罪犯杀了另外一个人的时候, 他被审判。
And he is judged to die by hanging.
他就被吊死。
When he was hanged, can the law still accuse?
当他死了以后, 这个法律还继续控告他吗?
No more.
不能了。
Because when he died, it's over.
当他死的时候结束了。
When the court still accuses him, that will be so-called double jeopardy.
如果法院如果再继续控告他, 那就是双重罪。
Brothers and sisters, the enemy cannot accuse us anymore.
弟兄姊妹, 仇敌不能够再控告我们。
When Christ died, we died.
当基督死的时候，我们死了。
Case closed.
案例结束。
But praise the Lord, the verse doesn't end here.
但是感谢神, 句子不结束在这里。
It says, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
今天我活着是因信神的儿子而活。
It says, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
今天不再是我活, 乃是基督在我里面活。
Not only there is a terminated life,
不光是有一个结束的生命,
there is an exchanged life.
有一个交换过来的生命。
Before in the presence of God, we are dead.
在以前我是死的。
We are a living dead in the presence of God.
我们是活着的死人。
But that we put our faith in Christ Jesus.
当那一天我们把我们的信心放在神里面的时候,
when Christ make home in our heart,
当基督来到我们心里的时候,
Father, the Holy Father,
圣父,
look at us as living.
看到我们是活的。
Because Christ liveth in me.
因为基督在我里面活着。
Did you see this exchange life?
你看到这是一个交换吗?
Not only there is a terminated life,
不光有一个结束的生命,
the old man is terminated,
这个过去的旧人已经死了,
there is also an exchange life,
并且有一个交换的生命,
because Christ liveth in me.
因为基督在我里面。
But that doesn't end here.
但是并不结束在这里。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
今天在肉身活着, 是因信神的儿子而活。
It is an energized life.
这是一个有生命,
today we can continue on to overcome sin.
我们今天可以胜过罪,
we can overcome temptation.
我们可以胜过诱惑,
we can overcome all kinds of regulations.
我们可以胜过很多的条规,
because of the life, of that resurrected life in Christ.
因为基督复活的生命在我里面。
Hallelujah.
感谢,
Hallelujah for that terminated life.
赞美神为那结束的生命。
Hallelujah for that exchanged life.
感谢神为了那个交换过来的生命。
Hallelujah for that energized life.
感谢神为了那个有能力。
This is what God has prepared for us.
这就是神为我们所预备的。
Now let's come to reality.
那我们来看看现实。
Let's come to the practical reason.
我们现在看看我们的实际。
A while ago we read Romans.
罗马书。
Chapter 6 verse 6.
第六章第六节,
there are three kinds of things we need to know about it.
有三件事情我们需要知道。
How about I read to you again?
我们再读一遍。
Verse 6.
第六节,
knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
Verse 9. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead.
第九节说, 因为知道他从死里复活。
Do you want to experience all these spiritual experiences?
你经历过这些属灵的经历吗?
The first thing we need to do is we need to know.
第一件事情我们是需要知道。
A lot of times we live as a poor Christian.
很多时候我们是过着非常可怜的基督徒
because we don't know,
因为我们不知道
or we refuse to know,
或者我们拒绝知道
if we don't know, we are just like a child with a $100 million check in our pocket.
如果我们不知道我们兜里有一百
It's like a little child with a $100 million check on the pocket.
小孩子兜里有了个一百个一百万的支票
because the child cannot differentiate the value of that thing.
因为那小孩子不知道那张支票的价值
But that day when he knows,
但有一天他知道的时候
he won't put it in his pocket anymore.
他不会再放在兜里面
he will put it in the bank.
他会放到银行里
Today the problem with us because we don't know.
今天我们的问题是我们不知道
And because we don't know how to enjoy the riches of Christ.
今天我们不知道所以我们就不能够享受神的丰富
Let me tell you a story.
我来告诉你一个故事
Maybe I have told you before.
也许我说过
There's a young lady who wants to migrate from England to the US.
有一个年轻的人他想从英国移民到美国
But at that timeThe price tag of migration is very expensive.
那个时候移民的价格代价非常的高。
Yet her friends and her relatives saw that desire of her to migrate to the States, so they bought a ticket for her.
但是她的朋友和她的亲戚看到她的愿望这样的强烈，就为她买了一张票。
And not only is her dream was fulfilled,
不光想成为现实。
She prepared herself, packed all her baggage.
她把行李装。
Plus, she bought a lot of cheese crackers.
他也买了很多的饼干。
In order to save money,
为了要省钱。
She thought that when I go to to ride on that boat,
他说当我上船的时候
，I don't need to spend a lot of money buying those foods.
我不需要再花钱买吃的。
I'll just eat cheese and crackers.
我就吃这些奶酪和饼干。
So every day while she's journeying from England to the United States,
每一天她在船上。
She's just eating cheese and crackers.
她就吃那些饼干和奶
酪。On the one hand, she saw that huge buffet table with all kinds of good food there.
她看到那些那个自助餐有很多很好的食物。
Her heart aches if I only could eat that.
她很心痛，她想我如果能吃就好了。
But she continued to eat cheese and crackers.
她就继续吃她的饼干。
One day, the boat arrived at New York Harbor.
有一天，船终于到了纽约。
All her luggage is prepared.
她行李装好了。
She accidentally turned her ticket.
他把票翻过来
said all meals included.
写到说所有的食物都包括
Then she said if I only knew.
他说知道就好了
A lot of times we are like that.
很多时候我们就是这样子
God has all the riches at our disposal.
神的丰富都为我们预备
But we are only eating cheese and crackers every day.
但是我们每天只是吃的
We are living a miserable Christian life because we don't know.
我们过着一个非常可怜的生活，因为我们不知道
Brothers and sisters, we need to encourage one another.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要彼此鼓励。
We need to know the riches of Christ.
我们需要知道基督的丰富。
Paul the apostle.
使徒保罗。
Who wrote all kinds of epistles? Who wrote all the epistles?
他写了所有的书信。
He know about God's eternal purpose.
他知道神永远的旨意。
Yet at his old age.
在他的晚年的时候。
This is what he said.
他说。
That I might know him and the power of his resurrection.
使我能够知道他并他复活的大能。
Today to know Christ.
今天我们知道基督。
It's not only one day matter.It's not only a one-day matter.
这不是一天的事情。
We need to have a desire always to pursue after him.
我们需要有一个愿望，每天都要来追求他。
That we might know him.
使我们知道他。
Number two.
第二。
We need to reckon.
我们需要来实践。
Okay, verse 9 says.
第九节。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Like reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus our Lord.
这样你们像罪也当看自己的像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的
What do you mean by reckon?
这个看是什么意思呢
Reckon is always used in accounting
这个
okay.
当作是 在会计里面是常常用
Because based on the fact given by the people
根据人所给我的事实
Then the accountant tried to put it together in the logbook
这个会计就把这些账记下来。
Based on the fact of what we knew concerning Christ,
根据我们所对于基督的认识
we put our faith in it.
我们把信心放在里
面。In other words, we have faith in the word of God.
换句话说，我们对神的话有信心。
We have faith in the truth God has given us.
我们对于神所给我们的真理有信心。
You know, a lot of times we know the truth.
很多时候我们知道。
But we don't have faith.
但是我们没有信心。
You know, when Abraham Lincoln signed that law of emancipation,
但亚伯拉罕林肯签了那个释放奴
setting all the slaves free
所有的奴隶都被得释放
a lot of them didn't go out free
很多没有自由
one because they don't know
第一他们不知道
second they feel it's too good to be true
第二他们觉得不可能
so they feel like I've been a slave for so many years
我已经成为奴隶这么多年
what do you mean to say I can go free
你什么意思？我可以自由了。
This is always our situation.
这就是我们的情况。
Have you remembered the story concerning Abraham and Sarah?
你们知道那个亚伯拉罕、撒拉的故事吗
？The Lord said, at your old age, you will have a son. Next year, you will have a son.
撒拉的故事，你明年这个时候你会有一个儿子。
And what did Sarah do?
撒拉做什么呢
？She started to laugh.
她笑了。
Because in her mind, it's too good to be true.
在她脑子里觉得说这不可能。
99 years old, how could I have a son?
我已经九十九岁，怎么可能还有一个儿子呢
？That's impossible.
这是不可能的。
But what did the angel say?
但是天使说什么呢
？Is there anything too hard for God?
在神岂有难成的事情呢
？Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
在神岂有难成的事情呢
？Today, brothers and sisters.
今天弟兄姊妹们
，When you start to doubt the word of God,
当你开始怀疑神的话的时候
，Always have this question in your mind.
在你心里有一个问题。
Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
在神岂有难成的事
？It's not, and because there is nothing too hard for the Lord.
因为在神没有难成的事情。
We know fulfill each and every promise that He made.
神会完成他每一个向我们的应许。
And based on that promise, we put our faith on it.
借着他的应许，我们把信心放在他里面。
So we see two things.
我们看到两件事。
We need to know.
我们需要知道。
We need to reckon.
我们需要。
Lastly.
第三。
We need to yield.
我们需要降服顺服
Verse 13
第十三节
Neither yield ye your members as instrument of unrighteousness unto sin
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪作不义的器具
But yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead
都要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神
Not only we need to know
不光我们要知道
Not only we need to reckon
不光我们要实践
We need to yield
我们需要顺服
You know what is to yield?
什么是顺服呢
There are two things.
两件事
We need to say no.
我们需要说不
Because the verse here says Neither yield ye your members as instrument of unrighteousness unto sin.
不要将你们的肢体献给罪作不义的器具
In other words, to the enemy, no.
对于仇敌来我们要说不
Before, while we are yet sinners,
以前我们是罪人
We are to sin.
我们被罪捆绑
When say, you do this, we just can say yes.
当撒旦说你做这个我们只能说是
Because we are slaves.
因为我们是奴隶
we have no option.
我们没有其他的
But now we are set free.
现在我们自由了
we have the privilege.
我们有这个权利
and the right to say to the enemy, no.
我们有这个权利可以说不
you know, this Friday, a friend came to me.
这个星期五一个朋友来找我
and he's a good friend, he always called me Brother Lawrence.
他总是叫我说Lawrence 弟兄
Brother Lawrence, can I have a word of your advice?
你可不可以给我个建议
he said, because the electrical bill right now is going high,
我的那个电费升高。
He said there is a friend of me from Dallas.
有一个朋友从达拉斯来。
He promised me with $50 he will slow the meter of the clock of that meter.
他说你给我$50，我会把你那个表给速度降下来。
He said what do you think?
他说你觉得怎么样
？I said brother no.
我说不是，不可以。
Firstly it's unrighteous.
第一这是不义的。
Number two I said if you got caught.
他说如果你被抓的话。
The fine that you will pay is more than the money you will save.
这个罚金比省的钱还要多。
Brothers and sisters, there is, as Christians, we will encounter a lot of temptation.
作为基督徒，我们会有很多的诱惑。
But as the children of God,
但是作为神的儿女
，in order to enjoy the riches,
为了来享受这个神的恩典
，we need to say no to the enemy.
我们对仇敌要说不。
When that your friends say, oh, let's go to these places.
如果朋友说我们一起去那里吧
，brothers tell no.
我们要告诉他不。
Yes, to the enemy we said no.
对于仇敌我们要说不
To God we say yes
对于神我们要说是
Because the verse said yield yourself
这里说顺服你的身体
Unto God as those that are alive from the dead
将肢体像从死里复活的人
And your members as instrument of righteousness unto God
将肢体做义的器具献给神
We need to say to God yes
我们对神说是
We need to put on our faith
我们需要把我们的信心
We need to stepPut a step forward.
我们需要把我们的脚步迈出去。
You know how did the Jordan River open up?
那个约旦河是怎样分开的呢
？Because when the Lord commanded the priest,
当那个祭司说
，He said, "Put your feet upon the waters of the Jordan River."
把你的脚放在约旦河里
，and the river opened up.
约旦河就会分开。
So high priest did.
那个祭司大祭司怎么做的呢
？When they bear the ark of testimony,
他们扛抬那约柜的时候
，they put their feet on that water.
他们把脚放在约旦河里。
That is to yield.
那就是顺服。
Not only you have faith in the word of God.
不光是在神的话里有信心。
We need to put our step forward.
我们需要向前迈一步。
In other words, we need to take action.
我们需要采取行动。
Yes, by ourselves we cannot make it.
借着我们自己我们做不到。
But through the grace of God.
但是借着神的恩典。
Through the will you will start to experience what power.
你会听到什么是能力。
You know, there is a young man who was been sick with depression.
有一个人他是有得忧郁症。
So sick that he started to lose pounds.
病得如此厉害，他开始。
Then a group of brothers came to him and lay hands on him.
有一些弟兄姊妹在他身上按手祷告。
While they are praying,
当他们祷告的时候
，the voice of the Lord came to this brother.
一个声音就向他说话。
Said, praise the Lord.
说赞美神。
You need to praise the Lord.
你需要赞。
And at that time, the brother was thinking, I am in such a sickness.
他说我是这样的病。
I asking Lord, you need to heal me.
我先跟神说你医治我。
What do you mean by saying praise the Lord?
你什么意思让我赞美他
？But brothers,
但是弟兄
，when that brother put faith in the word of God.
但是当他相信神的话的时候
，put his step forward.
向前迈了一步。
Open his mouth and say praise the Lord.
赞美张开他的嘴赞美神的时候
，let me tell you, the sickness was gone.
让我告诉你，他的病就没有了。
And you know who this brother is? I'm the one.
你知道那是谁？那就是我。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹
，we need to yield to God.
我们需要顺服神。
No to the enemy.
对仇敌说。
The enemy always says, "Shut your mouth! Don't praise the Lord. You are so sick already."
仇敌说：“你闭嘴吧，你不要再赞美神，你是这样的。”
But God said, "Open your mouth, praise Him."
但是神说：“张开嘴，我们要赞美神。”
You can see the difference.
你看到这区别吗？
It is not man's self-effort.
这不是人自己的努力。
It is God's power that calls you to overcome sin, overcome sickness, and overcome every kind of circumstance that Satan has put upon you.
是神的能力让我们能够胜过罪，胜过各样的试探，胜过各样的环境。愿神在我们上有怜悯。时间到了。
We can enjoy all the liberty.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以享受所有的自由。
Liberty from legalism.
从宗教条款里得释放。
Freedom from criticism.
从那些责备里面得释放。
Freedom from rudiments and elements of this world.
从世俗小学里面得释放。
Freedom from all kinds of temptation.
从试探里面得释放。
When we yield ourselves to God.
当我们向神说顺服的时候。
May God have mercy on us.
愿神在我们身上有怜悯。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you for such liberty you have given to us.
神，我们为了你给我们的自由，向你献上感谢。
Today, through your cross.
借着你的十字架。
You have accomplished everything.
我们能够成就这些事情。
Lord, we just want to humble ourselves before you.
我们在你面前谦卑。
Lord, we say to you, Lord, we know nothing.
主，我们什么都不知道。
But today we want to know.
但是今天我们愿意知道。
We want to put our faith on you.
我们愿意把我们的信心放在你里面。
We want to reckon.
我们愿意实践。
We want to yield ourselves to you.
我们愿意顺服。
Because of you.
因着你。
We can enjoy all the liberty you have promised us.
我们可以在你里面享受所有的自由。
May your word continue to operate in our hearts.
愿你的话在我们里面继续工作。
That we will enjoy all the riches you have promised us.
在你里面享受所有的丰富。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.